Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm Mariah, or you can call me MJ. This is my second episode. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. MJ Friends Blog is a blog within a podcast, and you've tuned into the podcast portion. Today, we have a few topics that need acknowledgement. However, we'll discuss as much as we can get through. So let's talk. Why are people afraid to take chances? I honestly think it's because people are afraid of the no word. Oh, I'm not going to apply for this job. They may not hire me. I don't think I'm qualified. I'm not going to ask this guy or girl on a date. I'm clearly not their type. I'm not even going to bother texting or calling so-and-so to explain or elaborate on my feelings for them because they probably don't feel the same way about me. What is with this negative energy? Like, why do people do this to themselves? Like, make up an answer or an excuse for reasons as to why something can't get done, like I said, and I think it's because of the no word. If someone instills into your brain that something can't happen or be done or that the answer is going to be no, of course it's going to be the results because you've already put that negative energy out there, so why be so negative with yourself? If somebody you knew was constantly negative towards you, saying crazy negative things, you wouldn't like them, so why don't you like yourself so much that you're telling yourself no before you even get a real answer? It's just something to think about. It goes back to like as kids when you wanted to spend the night at somebody's house or have a sleepover at your house and you get your friend or your cousin to ask your parents because if you asked, then you knew what they just was going to say no. And as we get older, hopefully we grow out of being afraid of that word. But in some cases, people really don't grow out of it. We're still self-conscious of what people think or what people might say rather than just using our special sources and going full blast. Everybody has a God-given special source, basically something you're good at, whether you're good at communicating with people, if you're a natural good listener or advisor, maybe you're just good at sports or even just painting, whatever. Everybody's good at something. So no, you may not meet the qualifications for a specific job, but I'm sure you qualify for something else or even somewhere else. You probably aren't this person's dating type, but I'm sure somebody else likes you. So what's wrong with being this person's friend? And you may be so in love with whoever and afraid to get in contact with them because you're worried they may not have mutual feelings towards you, but you don't know unless you take the chance. Don't use your special sources criticizing yourself. Being a sad, negative Nancy. Oh, now I'm sad because I really wanted that job, but I chose not to apply because I didn't think I'd get it. Or now I'm having to block whoever because I'm in my feelings because this person went on a date with somebody else. Meanwhile, I didn't even have the guts to ask them because I didn't want to chance rejection. Oh, crazy. My feelings are so hurt because I couldn't take 60 seconds out of my life to call or text this person to express my feelings to them. Now they've moved on and I'm looking stupid and I don't even know how to react. This may sound harsh, but I don't feel bad at all. Don't you dare skip out on opportunities, especially rare opportunities, and expect others to counsel you. I'm not going to cry for you. Go cry for yourself. Come to realization, splash a bit of reality on yourself, and plant it in your brain that the worst that they can say is no. Who is they? The people you keep putting in position to tell you no. Everybody sets their settings with people, and I'm going to throw out three settings that everybody should get rid of. Unfortunately, some people blindingly set others to the doormat setting, aka walk all over me, in and out of my life, treat me bad, make me feel less than, while I'm constantly treating you like a king or a queen and saying yes to whatever you ask me. And when the roles get switched and becomes vice versa, I'm quick to tell you no. How are you spending your special sources, making somebody else feel good when you don't even feel good yourself? No, thank you. Disengage that setting. Being someone's doormat does not serve you. Next, you have the leech setting, aka I'm only kicking it with you because it benefits me somehow, some way. I'm only around when it's time for fun and games. You can't rely on my shoulders to lean on. I'm just here for the perks and pretty much anything that you ask me. No, I can't do it. Block, delete, disengage, all that. To me, nothing's worse than a leech or a parasite, especially one that pretends that they got it going on in the spotlight, but meanwhile in the background they're struggling for peanuts and they're relying on you. Don't get me wrong, everybody has a struggle season, but don't pretend you have it when you don't. So I just thought of like a frequent occurrence that happens like legit a lot throughout my 20s. Like if you go to a club and you see a bunch of guys in VIP and one guy buys a bottle and they share it or split it or whatever, that one person who did not put no money on the tab always wants to take a picture with the bottle to sump for social media for whatever reason. Like, no, that right there is a prime example of a certified leech. Don't be a leech. The last setting is the envy setting, aka I'm here to be close to you and criticize your every move, but not always to your face, mostly behind your back, guy or girl. I'll be in your presence often, but I won't be genuinely happy for you. I won't congratulate you because if it were me, I would have done things a lot different. I'll clap for you while you're around, but once these doors close, I'm about to rip your name apart. No, I can't help you because I don't want to see you doing better than me. You wouldn't expect such devious and malicious behavior from me.